RDU 98.5. Welcome back to the show. And as we do every Monday, I'm absolutely delighted to have Alison from the Court Theatre here with me. Good morning.
Good morning, Art.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How's the Court Theatre going?
We're going great. We're busy, as always.
So. Yes, yes, I can imagine. And Haka Party Incident going well?
It's going amazingly well, I think. I think they have not had a show where there hasn't been a standing ovation.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's like, it's the best kind. It's the one where you just like feel like as soon as the play ends, there's a couple of people that are just like right up.
Oh, wow. Which, okay. Yeah. I guess it's like very much touching on something for Kiwis, particularly, given it's a real kind of event that happened, I think.
Yeah, and I think it kind of, like even like having seen it a couple of times, well, more than a couple of times now, it's for me it's almost like a slow burn because it's got this because it's verbatim. You know, you've got this very natural speech pattern, and and so that's like simmering away, and then these amazing haka in it, and so I think it's really at the end that you just kind of get this sense of like, off, like wow, like
wow, okay,
yeah.
Well, I'm going to see it tonight, so I'm excited to like experience this myself. Yeah. Will I be one of those who gets up immediately to be the standing ovation? We shall see.
Yeah, I certainly hope so.
Maybe I'm overwhelmed with emotion and do that. But I'm so glad that's going well. And is there a week or two? No, a week after this?
Yeah, left? So it runs until the 11th.
11th, yeah. Right. Okay. Also, just on that, can you believe it's November? Terrifying.
No. Terrifying. No. We've had Guy Fawkes already.
I know. crazy. Now, I heard there's something a little rotten going on at the Court Theatre at the moment. Would you like to spill the beans on something rotten?
I would love to. And this is like a test of whether you know your Shakespeare or not. So we're currently rehearsing our big end of year musical, which is called Something Rotten. This is an Australasian premiere. Really exciting. But it's been like an absolute Broadway hit. It's the kind of joke for the US marketing was that it was the biggest loser because it was like nominated for about 11 Tony Awards.
Oh, and didn't win any.
Yeah, so it might have won one, but it's certainly deserving of awards. So it's a musical, but set in the Renaissance. And Nick and Nigel Bottom are playwrights, they're brothers, but they can't compete with Shakespeare, who's, you know, kind of the rock star.
Right, okay.
And so they consult a soothsayer who gives them the sort of slightly murky vision of the future and where the next best thing is. Like a play where people stop and start singing for no reason whatsoever. Sometimes there's something called a dance break. So they set out to write the world's first musical, Omelette.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Omelette. Okay.
So I think that gives you a sense of the humour of it.
Okay.
It is one of those, it's like very, very witty, very smart, but it is 100% setting out just to give you a good time. And there is, it's definitely one for either the Shakespeare nerds or the musical theatre nerds.
Right, okay.
So like one of the big numbers is just called, you know, like it's a musical. And like I think there's something, someone counted, there's 74 references to musicals in one way or another, like either in the lyrics in the little music bit or in the dance. But whether you catch all of the references or not, I think it's a really good time.
Yeah, right. And it does, I have often thought about, like, imagine being a playwright during Shakespeare's time,
No. Totally eclipsed.
Like this, you are not the man of the hour, like by any means.
Yeah, there's like, you know, you got Marlowe in there and things, but pretty hard to beat.
Have you ever subscribed to the conspiracy theory that Shakespeare's not one person, but was in fact a group of people?
I don't believe that.
Okay, all right. Okay, all
right. And we've got the fabulous Matu playing Shakespeare in Something Rotten, and he's amazing. Because Shakespeare in this musical is, I don't know, he kind of reminds me of those slightly like macho poets of the 70s. So
yeah,
a bit of an asshole, but also like kind of gets all the women.
Totally,
kind of rock star vibes. So yeah, it's a great one, and I think what's really cool about it too is that it's a new musical. I'm gonna forget when exactly it was written, but not that long ago, a few years ago, and so it's all original music, but it sounds like you almost feel like you know it already because it's so much referencing that really Broadway sound.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, which is great because, you know, there's lots of jukebox musicals now, which is sort of an easy win, you know?
Interesting.
And you've got to fit the story to the music, but this like feels like the best of both worlds. It's completely new, it's completely original, also, you're kind of already humming along.
So it's essentially a musical about musicals, really.
Yeah, kind of. It's like a celebration of musicals.
Okay, that's really interesting because I had heard of Something Rotten, but I didn't know exactly what it was.
And in moments, it's like loving parody. I think it shares, if you're familiar with Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
There's
that kind of vibe of it. It's like it's you know, like a little bit of gentle winking, but also you know it's written by people who truly love musicals.
And does it kind of maybe not make fun of, but pokes a bit of fun at Shakespearean literature?
Oh, yeah, like some of the ridiculous. And there's a nice kind of, you know, picking up some of those Shakespearean tropes. So a woman dressing up as a man and the confusion that creates. Yeah. So you've got like two little love stories in a way, including a Puritan father getting, you know, digging his oar in.
Okay.
There's loads. I mean, it totally speaks to me because I am both a Shakespeare nerd and a musical theatre nerd.
Right, yeah, yeah. I can imagine actually this probably wins a lot of people over.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like, it's perfect for the end of the year because it really is just setting out to please and entertain. And it's, you know, like, I think there's a need for that. Like, that's not actually a small thing to be like, we're going to lift you up and give you a good time.
Absolutely.
But it's smart, too. Like, it's very witty in that kind of in that good Broadway tradition as well. You know, and you've got people tap dancing in Renaissance costumes.
Brilliant. Fantastic. And actually, on the costume thing, you mentioned, we might get into this a bit more next time, but you mentioned, like, there is a lot of costumes.
Oh my gosh,
this.
There are a lot of costumes because it's a big cast, you know, like that musical thing. I think we've got like 18, maybe 20.
Wow.
The main characters and some fabulous performers in there and also the ensemble. And then because they've got to do a little bit the switch from the Renaissance world a bit more into the Broadway world. So we've got Tina Hutchinson-Thomas doing the costumes for that. And they're amazing. There's also a lot of wigs, which...
Cool. Yeah. I love a wig.
Yeah, they're kind of glorious.
I wish I was someone who, like, knew how to really put on a wig properly and could go out with new hair every day.
Yeah, I did have one for a while.
Really? Oh.
But it didn't eventually cut it up to use for hair for a puppet I was making.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, it's amazing. And We've got Kilby Henson and as the director, and Dan Williams is the set designer. And they've worked together a lot. They did Little Shop of Horrors together.
Oh, okay. Us. Yeah, great.
So, yeah, there's some really cool design elements.
Which, that's also another production that always has quite the spectacular set. You kind of can't do Little Shop of Horrors without having a massive, amazing set, really, yeah. Can you?
And I think, you know, it's something, for better or worse, that the court is kind of known for, those production values. And
yeah, totally.
Particularly for the musical, we've got to, like, pull out all stops.
Yeah, and, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, my God, I love a high production show. Hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's always a pleasure to have you here. I love a bit of like theatre chat on a Monday. I think it's
good start to the week.
Yeah, light start to the week.
And I'm going to be very keen to hear how you find Huck Party.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited for it. I'm going tonight, so listeners, be warned. May talk about that a bit tomorrow. But yeah, one more time, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.